Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a special guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is extremely important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is how to manage IT expenses at multifamily properties. I have joining me a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a fantastic supplier partner to the industry, Travis Street, President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. Welcome, Travis.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Always good to have you on the show. You always bring the receipts with you on what's going on as far as IT and multifamily. And let's start out with the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room for the last, over the last year has been the pandemic and how that's affected the industry. So I would imagine, and you can tell our listeners this, but I would imagine that with the pandemic and people having to work remotely and so forth, that it's brought a whole different layer of needs to multifamily companies and properties as far as setting up remote working capabilities and making sure things are secure and so forth. Tell us a little bit about what you found.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies were really unprepared for the changes that obviously came back in last March and April. And we had a lot of companies reach out to us for help because obviously their offices, they were closed. And so we couldn't have any actual physical staff there. So they're like, hey, we need to get our management teams to work remotely at their houses. And then also we had to come up with some game plans as well to kind of mitigate any kind of risks that a property team may be become infected. And so we actually worked out some plans where we provided rental laptops and created like an A and B team for a property. So that way the B team would actually work their office out of the out of one of the guest units. Mm-hmm. And then the A team would work out of the regular office. So if one got hit, then the other one could still function and be okay. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but we did a lot of cool creativity that we were able to help out with.
Yeah. And I know you've been a big proponent because you have a tremendous amount of expertise in IT and multifamily properties, and I know you find a lot of things when you go into a property that that people are really kind of unaware of. And one of them, I know you've mentioned to me in the past, has been telecom. Tell us a little bit about what you typically find when you go into a property for a client with their telecom, and how they can save money from their expenses with that.
Yeah, sure. Well, traditionally, goes back to like 10, 20 years ago. I mean, when you had a property, your basic means of communication was you may have a dial-up internet connection, and you'd have your traditional phone lines. They're called POTS lines, plain old telephone system lines. Mm-hmm. That are at that property. And as properties got upgraded, new technologies came around. A lot of times, whenever a property changes hands, the owner group would just basically sign over the contract of what was currently being used and the old technology, and then these lines would just be out there and still being utilized even today, you know, when there's a lot of other newer technologies that can replace those for a cheaper cost that they may not be aware of. And so that's one thing, whenever we take over a property, we do a full cost-benefit analysis and look at what they're paying for as far as the telecom lines, and try to determine if there's any kind of upgrades we can do or alternative technologies that would offer a considerable cost savings.
So if a property, one of our listeners has a property that they're managing or in their portfolio, or have properties or assets in their portfolio that use these POTS lines, what's the option or the alternative that you would typically suggest, and what kind of savings do they see?
Oh, sure, yeah. So typically a POTS line for a property, if it's like a voice line, I've seen carriers charge anywhere from on the low end of like $45 to $55 a line, all the way up to like $115 a line
per month.
Per month.
Yeah.
Per per phone line, voice extension. And if you switch to like a voice over IP, which is a solution that we also offer too to properties, you can get your cost of lines down to like $20 a line. So, and a typical property has anywhere from, I don't know, you may have anywhere from three voice lines to sometimes if it's a large property up to like seven or eight extensions, that adds up really quick, and the savings add up really quick as well.
Yeah. And how difficult is it to make that change?
It's actually really easy to do. I mean, first off, we need to review the infrastructure and make sure you have a good broadband connection in place. Most properties now have a good cable connection, anywhere between 25 megabytes to 50 megabytes coming into the clubhouse or the leasing office. And that's really suitable. Even a little bit less, you can get by with that. But as long as you have a good internet connection, you're pretty much ready to go. The cool thing about voice over IP phones is that they can work off of wireless as well. So if you don't actually have the wired infrastructure for that, it can actually work off of a wireless connection too.
Yeah. And so if somebody has this and they've got an existing contract, have you found that they've had issues trying to get it out of those contracts?
It depends. And that's one thing we also review too is the contract that they currently have with the provider. Many times we find is that the property is actually out of contract and they originally signed like a 3-year or whatnot, and then it'll just expire. And then what happens is they actually raise the prices up even more at the property level. So and that's the best opportunity to convert over is if you're out of contract. And if you are in contract, a lot of times the account rep, they'll work with you. They understand that there's new technologies out there. And a lot of times if you renew an agreement and just renew the internet for like 3 years, they'll let you out of the phone lines, which will give you a win-win because a lot of times they'll reduce the cost of the internet agreement for you as well.
And you help them to determine what to do.
Yeah. We work as the advocate because a lot of times it's hard to explain the geek and the layman, and properties just want to save money, you know. Yeah. And so anything we can do to help them save, that's what we do.
I know money is a big thing when you're changing out telecom to the voice over IP. What are some of the other benefits of doing that? I know that there's some troubleshooting things that are easier to do with that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So if you have a portfolio, let's say you got a portfolio of 25 properties, and every property has their own phone system, whether it's a built-in internal phone system or you have traditional POTS lines, that's 25 different properties you have to troubleshoot and have to manage. Like if you want to be able to monitor the how many calls are answered by your leasing staff, if you use a service like LeaseHawk or other type of marketing services that you want to track those metrics, it makes it much easier if you have a standardized phone system across the board. That way you can set your actual like business hours, your open hours, your closed hours, and it makes it easier to forward the calls. So if you're using like a third-party service like SightPlan, you want to forward it to SightPlan, you guarantee it's every property is being forwarded properly.
Yeah, and I would think that a lot of times people think, well, gosh, I've got three voice lines coming into my property, so I can save some money, but it's not earth-shattering. But there's more places where you could have a landline that have nothing to do with voice. What are those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So besides just having voice lines, you also have utility lines as well. And so you've got a lot of other technology that use voice operated lines. For example, you may have elevators that have voice lines, and that's used for the emergency response if anybody gets stuck in the elevator. Also, you've got fire panels for a fire response. They typically will have a voice line attached to it. And then also, if you have like a burglar alarm too, in order to call any emergency responders, it's got to make a phone call. So all those types of lines are all eligible for a alternative technology, which in this case would be a cellular solution to different providers.
Right. So you would help them to find a cellular provider to provide for those utility lines, mm-hmm. and then a voice over IP system for
because a lot of times the cost for cellular based options are going to be a considerable cost savings compared to your typical voice lines.
Yeah, and so when you go into what type of reactions do you get from your clients once you've investigated and found that their savings is it, did. I would think that they would say, you know, we never even considered that.
Oh, yeah. No, they're super excited about it. And the thing about it is when you look at the whole aggregate, because that's the thing, what we do is that we'll go in and perform a full analysis of all the full portfolio. Because when you look at certain properties, yeah, some of them you're going to save more than others. I mean, we've saved some properties like $500 a month, and others you may save like $200 or $300 a month. But when you look at the portfolio as a whole, the savings really add up. I mean, we offered one proposal to a client, and it was going to save them over $120,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that. How can they say no to that?
I know, right? Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and break it here, and we're going to be back with our next segment of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is how to manage IT expenses at multifamily properties. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Travis Street, President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. Before we jump back into the conversation, I'd like to remind our listeners, if you want to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Travis, I know we talked a lot about telecom, how to cut your telecom expenses at multifamily properties. For most people who probably, that's something they don't even think about. It's just an expense they see every month, and they don't know there's opportunities. Internet is another place where money can be saved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, so typically, most properties will sign up with a provider in a specific market, and usually they'll go with the same provider in that market. Because usually, in a market, you usually have more or less your big three players. Like, for example, in a market, you may have like Comcast and CenturyLink or AT&T or Spectrum or Cox, and they'll sign up with that. And typically, they'll sign up anywhere from like a 1 year or 3 year agreement for the property for the internet services. But what they don't realize is that there's some other options out there that are available. So you could actually streamline these accounts you have and also save some money as well. One of the challenges of having multiple providers across your whole portfolio is that that's multiple companies you have to work with as far as getting access to billing portals, which really makes it a challenge for property managers to be able to access the billing. And also if you use like a third-party service like InService, giving them access to those portals as well is also kind of a challenge too. So one thing that we found is a good cost savings is that there are what are called bulk internet providers that are out there across the country, and there's multiple ones that are available. And what they do is they're basically a wholesaler of internet circuits, and so you can potentially have all your properties converted over to a bulk reseller. They still run over the same circuits that the traditional providers use, like Comcast or AT&T, but they just put their own equipment in there, and then you can usually get anywhere from sometimes I've seen from 10% to 30 to 40% savings on your internet costs across the board.
Yeah, and I would, you know, when you're talking about, you were naming all the different internet providers out there across the country, and I'm thinking of several multifamily organizations, companies that have portfolios that stretch across different mm-hmm. parts of the country, different regions of the country, that would probably have these different internet providers mm-hmm. that would be more prevalent in certain areas than others. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that with these bulk internet providers, they can work in any market and provide you.
Yeah. All these bulk providers are typically available in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And so, again, it just makes it really easy because you have one pane of glass to manage all of your internet accounts. And also, obviously, the savings, too, is another big feature that you have as well. So, and more or less, what we do is just work with all of the current companies. And it's helpful if you're close to being out of contract and you're out of contract with your current provider to be able to make this happen. But they still can work with you regardless to provision it across the board.
You know, I would think that when it comes to internet, a lot of things that you do and then is to assess a property's internet and when it comes to security as well. Mm-hmm. Have you been surprised when you go to a lot of these properties as far as what you find as far as how unsecure they might be?
Oh yeah, it's totally the wild wild west sometimes when I see some of these properties that we visit. Now, typically newer properties, I think they do a better job, but some of the older properties that have changed hands multiple times, a lot of times security is afterthought or no thought at all because they usually don't have any kind of a IT company or any like IT decision makers kind of steering the ship in that aspect. And so what I find is that a lot of times you'll get maybe the service technician that may know how to do some IT stuff, he may plug in, like, he may go to Walmart and buy like a Linksys router or some kind of like some networking device that's meant for home use and not for business use, which have a lot of inherent insecurities around those things. And and a lot of times they'll set up like Wi-Fi where it's totally wide open, so somebody can literally sit on your parking lot, and not only can they suck your bandwidth up, they can help coordinate an attack against somebody or try to do identity theft or something like that. So we really take a hard look at the infrastructure at the properties that we support to make sure that one, they're adhering to best practices. And also, too, we want to standardize everything as well, because standardization not only saves you money across the board because it's easier to troubleshoot, it also allows for better security because we can manage all the devices all at once. And that's also something that we provide at no additional charge with our services, is we go in and we standardize all the networking at all the properties.
You know, a lot of these tips that you're giving today about how to manage expenses with IT or save money with IT are proactive, which is great. But then you get in a situation where there's been a security breach. Then you got a whole bunch of expenses and things that have to be done because somebody wasn't proactive.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. There's a company in California that got breached, and their tenant data was released, and so they had to basically pay a lot of money to not only notify all of the tenants, they had to provide cybersecurity, or not cybersecurity, but identity theft protection for all those tenants for like at least like 2 or 3 years, I think is what the court ordered. And there's a lot of other additional costs and fees that go along with that. I mean, it could seriously sink a business if you are compromised and hacked or have some kind of a security event like that.
So we got a few minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask you a question. It will in the end pay off financially for a company and help them to manage their expenses. But in lieu of what we see in the news all the time, just yesterday, the day before we taped this, it was announced about the Colonial Pipeline hacking in the East Coast, where, you know, now gas prices are going to zoom up. They're predicting across the country because of this. What are the things you look for, and what are the things that you tell your clients that need to be done for making their internet secure? What are the steps that you would recommend?
Well, I mean, obviously, first having proper network hardware. That's a business class firewall. Mm-hmm. I mean, a firewall is a fancy way for saying it's a device that is proactively checking it and inspecting every bit of data that comes in and out of your network to make sure it's not a not nefarious or anything bad. Hardware is always the first thing. The second type of firewall that you have to employ is, and I like to call this the human firewall. And this is actually training your staff to make sure that they are aware of all the threats that are out there, so that way they can be proactive as well. Because even the best hardware and the best software that's out there can't stop everything from coming in. You know, and that's why it's important that the that your staff is aware. And this is something we do. We do a regular training with all of our clients. I know I'm a guest speaker on Edge to Learn next week, actually, for a cybersecurity awareness seminar that we're doing to make sure that all the property staff are aware of all the threats that are out there. Because there's a lot of things that can be introduced to the network and cause it to be hacked and bad things to happen.
And I know that there's, it could be as simple as just opening up an email or an attachment on an email that can cause all kinds of issues.
Absolutely.
So what are the things that you tell during your training for people to be aware of when it comes to something that may look innocent, but is probably not.
Oh, there's tells, and that's the thing we train people on is when you look at an email, there's always a tell that'll kind of give away that, hey, this isn't exactly a kosher legit email. You know, I mean, typically emails that are threatening to turn something off or take something away or deactivate something, that's always a suspicious sign right there. You know, and then also too, anytime it asks you to type in your credentials for Office 365. That's something you also have to take a look at, too. We actually had a client reach out to us where they were in the middle of doing several acquisitions, and they're working with some equity partners, and they had an email come through from an equity partner that it was an Adobe document, and they're like, hey, can you check this out? Because I'm not expecting this from this guy, but this is a real guy. And I looked at it. It was probably one of the most realistic-looking emails I've ever seen, and it came from this Adobe service. And but sure enough, when you click on it, it took you to a Office 365 login site that looked identical to Office 365. However, if you look at the top of the address bar, it said like or something like that, you know, which again, that's your tell. And that's what we do. We educate is we want to educate you on what the tells are. So that way you're better equipped to make sure that you can not click on anything and just delete it.
All right. We got about a minute and a half left in the segment, but I know you had mentioned during the break that you had a situation occur just recently with a client with their internet where during due diligence, something wasn't discovered. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. So when we do due diligence for our clients, we go on site with them and we're part of their team. And we go through and we do a full inspection of all of their IT services, even technology amenities as well. During this specific due diligence that we did, the client wasn't as forthcoming on what they actually had as far as contracts, because making sure you review all your contracts and know what you have is really important when you take over a property, because if you miss one or two, you may have your internet turned off, which is actually what happened to one of our clients actually just yesterday.
Yeah. and so when you're saying when you do a due diligence where a property's changing hands, mm-hmm. The seller wasn't being
the seller wasn't being forthcoming with all the accounts they had, and they didn't make the buyer aware that they hadn't paid a bill for like close to 8 months, and they owed $10,000.
Oh wow!
And so we had to pay a $10,000 bill to turn the internet back on.
Wow! All right. Well, we are going to leave it here with this segment of Multifamily Matters. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. Today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is how to manage IT expenses at multifamily properties. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Travis Street, President and CEO of Complete Technology Solutions. I would like to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Travis, we talked a little bit about ways to save money and some of the things people need to look for proactively in both the telecom and internet. One thing that you mentioned that is another area to save money, and I notice almost every time I go into a multifamily leasing office, is the is a copier. Probably one of the few industries out there that still uses, you know, big heavy-duty copiers because they have to make copies of leases and different things like that. So tell us a little bit about what you find when you go to properties with copiers and some of the do's and don'ts, as well as how they can save money.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of times when we go into a property, we find that they've got copiers that are pretty old. I mean, like, they've been around for 10 years, and they've tried to squeeze as much as they can out of them as far as savings. They've either bought them or they've leased them. And if they've leased them, they just keep renewing the lease on the same copier and keep paying a monthly payment on it. Or if they buy it, then they just own it, and then they just pay a maintenance fee on the copier, which means that they pay a fixed rate on consumables. So anytime you print something in black and white, you're charged a specific price. Or if you print anything in color, you're charged a specific fixed price. One thing we found is that if you partner with a national copier provider, a lot of times you can actually, if you are into leasing, you could actually come up with a national lease plan with a portfolio. So that way, everything's all under one lease, and you have a really good negotiated pricing too by doing that. Yeah. And then also, you can also get a better deal on your consumable pricing as well.
Yeah, and our copiers these days in the multifamily offices, are they internet tied in internet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many of them are. Yeah.
And so that also is something that has to be secure.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about one of the things that you, I know you're a proponent of, is the way someone handles their IT. Mm-hmm. As far as, I mean, obviously you're in the IT business and you provide IT services, but what have you found has been some of the things that are the don'ts when somebody uses IT. What do you not tell them you don't recommend?
Yeah, well, I definitely don't recommend paying an IT company just for what's called break-fix support. And break-fix basically means is that whenever something breaks, you call them and they come and fix it. Because whenever you pay somebody with that, whenever you have that kind of relationship, they're incentivized for things to break, and they like it when things break. And so when they come out and they fix something, they're going to fix it just enough so that way it'll work until it breaks again, because their revenue is based off of how many times things break. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about that, about a break-fix relationship, is that you don't have, you can't budget for it. It's totally unpredictable. You have no idea what your costs are going to be every month. I mean, sure, you may go like 1 or 2 months without calling somebody for support, you know, and then all of a sudden something breaks, and then you may get a bill, and it may be something, because they're charging you hourly too. If they're having a bad month and they haven't made a lot of money that month from other clients, well, they may bill you for like a 20-hour project. You know, you just never know. And the other thing too is that because you're just paying for break fix, you're not being proactive in any kind of maintenance that's needed on any of your computers and checking things. And also your staff, they're going to be really hesitant to call for support because they're worried that they're going to get billed for it. I mean, we had one client that we brought on that they had that kind of relationship with their previous customer, their IT company, and they got charged for like $250 for a 15-minute phone call, you know? And again, when you have that fear of being charged every time, it makes it really hard to have a relationship with that company and to know that they've really got your best interests in mind.
And so what is the alternative to that?
Oh, work with a company that offers unlimited flat rate support. If you can get somebody that can do that, that is really the best way, because that way you can budget it every month and you know exactly where you're going to pay. Now, us, we are fully all-inclusive and completely unlimited. So you know exactly where you're going to pay with us. There's nothing out of scope with our company. A lot of other IT companies, they may say they're unlimited, but they still may have some out of scope items. And if you do work with them, you always want to make sure you ask them, what am I going to get charged for? You know, because that's always a gotcha sometimes you have to look for.
And so a lot of people or a lot of companies actually do what you said. They use the break fix option. Some of them may use a company with unlimited support. When you get into larger companies, what do you find? They generally have somebody on staff?
Sometimes. And what the challenges they have when they have somebody on staff is that they start growing and they've got one person and they're relying on that one person to provide all of the knowledge base and all the skill sets for every possible conceivable problem that can happen. You know, if it's a day where there's not a lot of people calling in, sure, they can focus on some of the higher hanging fruit though. But if you have like 7 properties with like their internet goes down or they've got a lot of multiple problems, you have this person just basically being spread in all sorts of directions, you know, and it really becomes a challenge to be able just to have one person on staff doing everything for you.
So tell us a little bit tell our listeners about the differences that you found between providing IT solutions for multifamily properties versus other type of clients. Their multifamily probably has its own little niches with the fact that they have multiple properties in a portfolio and the different needs that they have inside of multifamily with the different softwares and things they use. What makes doing multifamily internet or IT special?
Yeah. Well, I think what makes IT, the managing IT for property management companies special compared to other businesses is that there's such a wide variety of vendors and technologies that are being used on all the properties. Every property at its core has its basics. You have your internet that comes into the property. You're going to have a phone system of some kind. But then also you're going to have a large ecosystem of security surveillance systems that you're going to employ. You're going to have monitoring systems. Also, if you choose to do Internet of Things, you may have a bunch of smart stuff at your property and even with your residents that they have. And then also you have your amenities too. And that's where it really becomes exciting is there's such a wide range of technology amenities that that a property can choose to have based off of their market that they're in, you know, and what they think their residents are going to like. And that's also requires support as well. Usually it requires directly supporting or indirectly supporting the vendor that put in that technology. And that's something that we love doing and helping out with. And that's something that you don't have with a traditional company that just has a static set of employees and static growth.
Yeah, I mean, and I would think the fact that the when we were talking about maybe mid-sized companies or larger companies that have a dedicated IT person who's an employee, how can they be experts in all of that? And certainly, as you said, they would be spread thin going from issues at every property. Give our listeners we got a couple of minutes left in the segment. Give our listeners an idea of if somebody has a call for something in your situation as being a flat rate provider, that call comes in and what happens? What's the steps to try and help that client?
Yeah, well, with our company, we've got multiple layers of support. We've got a 90-person staff team based in Plano, Texas, and also a full team of on-site staff all around the country that help support our properties. So when somebody calls in, you're going to get instant live 24/7 support immediately. They're going to start working on your problem ASAP. Or you can send us an email, and then if you send us an email, they'll start working on the problem within 4 hours or less, and they'll get it resolved. And if they don't, they triage it, and then we dispatch it to one of our local team members if need be, or we will take it to one of our special vendors that we work with to basically get the problem handled. So with us, you always know that any kind of skill set needed is going to be taken care of and provided for you at your properties.
Yeah, and I mean, I would think that, again, with a company that has one dedicated person but may have 10 or 20 or even 30 properties, that's going to be hard for them to be – To get that kind of quick results.
Absolutely, and that's why a lot of times they and what we recommend is going with a full managed services provider that actually can provide all the skill sets all at once, you know, and more specifically a managed IT department, which is what we provide, which actually goes even beyond just managing the IT, where we actually handle other administrative tasks that an IT department for a property management company would handle. For example, handling with acquisitions and doing due diligence and contract assumptions and assignments, all that stuff we'll take care of.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is, How to Manage IT Expenses at Multifamily Properties. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Travis Street, President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. So, Travis, in the first three episodes, we talked about telecom, we talked about internet, we talked about copiers and other things that people come across. Let's talk a little bit in this segment about the cost-saving ideas that you can derive from a due diligence. And I know that's something that CTS and you do, or you offer for mm-hmm. your clients. And hopefully most of your clients take you up on that.
All of them do.
Because
yeah, but it's included. Doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes so much sense with everything today, as fragmented as it is with, you know, telephones and at the properties, copiers and so forth, to have someone take a look at all of that and try and figure out a way to put it under an umbrella that's going to be able to make it secure, but also save money for them, give them ideas on how to save money. Because that's going to obviously increase their NOI if they can cut those expenses. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what type of response you get when you go in. You mentioned a story where the seller of the property wasn't forthcoming and there was a surprise because they didn't provide all the information that's needed. But, you know, what are some of the things that you've been able to accomplish with these due diligence, and how important do you feel that your clients, the importance they put on it?
Yeah. Well, having an expert that knows technology when you go into due diligence, I think is really important, because we can recognize some things. Some of the members of the team that don't have that hat that they wear are going to be aware of. So, I mean, when we look at things, when we do the due diligence, I mean, we're looking at not only just the technology amenities, but also all the systems in place too, like security systems, alarm systems, door access control systems in particular. One interesting thing that happened, and again, whenever we do this, we always want to go be as thorough as possible, so that way we can be as proactive too, because during the due diligence is the best time to put together a good cost savings game plan for the property, instead of waiting like a year later on what things have changed. Once we actually review all the contracts and services and warranties that are associated with that new property, we can see, okay, well, they have this right here, we should keep that. This can be updated, or we should switch over to cellular. We should switch to VoIP and go from there. Also, too, something that sometimes gets missed is some of the systems may not be all completely updated. For example, for door access control systems, some of them have software licensing associated with them. And I can think of an example that recently happened where when we took over the property and we did our due diligence, again, the owner wasn't forthcoming and giving us the licensing information. And so when the property changed hands, and this is typical practice, whenever a property changes hands, the current IT company that owns the property, they'll go through and they'll wipe all the computers. Well, they wiped the computers that were running the door access control software on the leasing stations, which not a big deal because we had a relationship with the company that was going to come in and reinstall it. Well, when they came in to reinstall it, they didn't have the same version that was originally installed, and they installed a newer version of that software on that system. And when that happened, it started this cascade effect, which required them to update the software version of the actual brains of the door access control system. And when that happened, it stopped working because the license had expired. And so they had to buy what are called these software token keys for that system that ended up costing them an additional like $10,000 for the licensing. And had the company been forthcoming and telling us like, hey, this thing is like 5 years out of date, we could have put together a game plan and they could have included that in the purchasing budget. Instead, it became a CapEx item after they purchased the property.
Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, I know that in talking to client or to people in the industry, when they're going through due diligence, there's always a rush. There's mm-hmm. always a deadline because, you know, they have an offer out that they want to mm-hmm. know if it's going to, if they're going to move forward with the purchase of the property. How quickly, when you're talking about a comprehensive due diligence analysis that you provide, for instance, how quickly does that take place as far as getting them back the information they need? Does it meet their needs?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it helps put together a game plan and also helps them to budget as well. Because when we go in and we look at we inventory all of the current technology that they have, specifically the computers that are going to be assumed with the purchase of the property. And many times the computers are not up to par. I mean, a lot of the times these companies are running off systems that are way old, they're out of warranty, and they're just older generation processors that, if we continue to use them with the new staff, they're not going to have a good time. And so what we do when we do due diligence, not only do we identify all of their contracts and technology and vendors that they use, we also offer a budget on what and a proposal on what things that we recommend replacing during the acquisition day. And we have a team in place on acquisition to implement everything. We replace systems. We'll coordinate with all the vendors to make sure that they're out so that way they can provide training, because a lot of times you're going to get, if you're lucky, you're going to get some of the, you're going to retain some of the same staff from the previous owner, but a lot of times you're starting with a fresh new staff that have not used any of the stuff or any of the technologies. And so what we do is we'll coordinate with all the vendors. Like if you got like a vendor that does the door access control, we'll get them on site so that way they can train all the staff on how to program key fobs and everything. If you've got security surveillance system, we'll make sure they're out there to make sure that's taken care of. If you have a burglar alarm system, those codes are going to they're going to need to be changed. And so we'll make sure that the company's out there to get that changed and also train the staff as well. So that way they are fully prepared, ready to go, and ready to knock it out of the ballpark the first time they take over the property.
You know, we talked a little bit in one of the previous segments about amenities. You touched on that a little bit. Tell us a little bit about reviewing amenities when it comes to looking for ways to save money. What do you recommend?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really cool amenities out there. And whenever an owner is considering buying a property, one of the things that they have to decide is whether they want to keep that amenity or not. And that's something that we give them some advice on as well. A lot of times there's some hidden costs associated with an amenity, and that's where we kind of look and see, okay, so what are the support costs? You know, for example, we have a client that's going to be buying a property that has a bowling alley built into it. I mean, which is really cool. It's a two-lane bowling alley, but it's a two-lane, fully functional bowling alley with a pin return system and a lot of mechanical apparatuses in the back that needs to be supported, you know? And so one of the things we look at is, okay, so you got a bowling alley. How often is this thing going to break, you know? And then who do we call to fix it, and how quickly can they get out to fix it, you know? Because that is a very specialized thing to fix a bowling alley system, you know? And and that's, again, one of the questions we determined, you know, when we reach out to them, to the vendor, be like, okay, how quickly can you guys actually support this thing, you know? Because obviously we want to make sure that you have amenities that the residents are going to use. And also, too, and this is what we always advise for new owners, is to really interview the tenants and find out how often they're actually using the amenities, because a lot of times there may be some stuff that's actually not being used, you know, and they can actually repurpose that space if they want to for something else that's going to be more suitable for the types of residents that they want to be able to rent to.
Yeah, and you know, the name of the game in multifamily really is amenities, mm-hmm. and the latest and greatest. And as you said, there's a lot of IoT type of things that could be considered mm-hmm. amenities out there. What are you seeing out there now that people are really looking to implement on properties as far as IoT?
Well, definitely the smart thermostat systems, because those are usually your brains of your smart apartments. There's some really cost-effective smart thermostats that are out there. That if you're a new developer, I mean, they put them in by default. If you want to switch out the thermostats and put in like Nest thermostats, I mean, that's one of the most common ones they do. It makes it a nice feature, and they're typically pretty easy to manage from a management standpoint with a portal that you can log into and give people credentials and access to. But having stuff that's easy for the residents to use is always a draw. But again, you also have to factor in, okay, how easy is it going to be managed, how to implement, and also how secure is it going to be as well.
Yeah, and that's part of, I guess, what falls under your mm-hmm. Umbrella is when they have these IoT type amenities, that you get involved in helping them to set them up, train them, whatever they need to have mm-hmm. with that. Anything new out there that you've come across that's exciting that people may not be aware of? yet as far as IoT stuff? I know. So I don't, we had a guest on one time that said dishwashers and things like that that are going to start to. You know, I can't imagine retrofitting into an existing property, maybe in a new development, but you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can use IoT.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, dishwashers, fitness mirrors. I've actually seen actual communities put in fitness mirrors or just smart mirrors in just the bathrooms of the apartments, you know, mm-hmm. so you can actually walk up to it and it'll actually scan you and give you like readouts and body. It's cool and creepy at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
I was gonna say that is a little scary.
Yeah.
Well, let's transition to because we've been talking about this and we could certainly go a whole another hour on it. But I wanted to always like to ask our guests, how'd you get into the multifamily industry as far as that goes, and also tell us a little bit more about CTS and how someone can reach you. If they want to find out about getting an analysis on some properties.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been working in the multifamily space for over 15 years now. Started off in just working regionally out of Indiana, working with large providers out there. And just got a lot of really good experience doing it, and actually really developed a passion in multifamily, working with multifamily operators, just because it's fun to work with companies that want to provide the most awesome space ever to live, you know, and or at least to give them their next chapter in their lives, you know, and we like being part of that, you know, and also like be able to offer like creative solutions, you know, to help drive that business. I mean, because we whenever a company says, yeah, we have our occupancy up to 100%. We like to feel like we're part of that and help with that, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do from a technology standpoint to get your occupancy up.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked a couple of times during the show today about due diligence, and mm-hmm. and that's something that I think you offer that may not be something that other people offer is for you to come in during due diligence mm-hmm. and provide them with kind of a game plan of what to do with that, and you know that's been well received mm-hmm. by the clients that you have, and I'm sure they're taking you up on your suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We love doing it. I mean, for us it's a great opportunity because we get exposed and see so many cool amenities that are out there. I mean, every time I think I've seen the coolest amenity, I'm shocked and I find another one. You know, so I mean that we love it, and again, it's a free service. We definitely encourage you to reach out to us anytime you'd like. If you don't have an IT partner to help you with that, give us a call 888-255-9715 and just ask for some help, and we'll be more than happy to work with you guys in this.
What's your website address in case someone wants to go to your website?
Oh, it's www.ctsmultifamily.com.
All right, great. Well, thanks. Always great to have you in, and I'm sure I'm going to be seeing you at some of the shows now that they're opening
up.
Yeah,
super excited about that.
Yes.
Apartmentalize in September. We're going to be there.
Yeah, end of August, 1st of September in Chicago this mm-hmm. year.
Yep.
All right, we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.